This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Happy to have Kara along as the controller. She's the you know how companies have controllers? She's the controller in the main studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. The mind is the focus. How many of you still read books? Because some of the greatest ideas, I find that more reading things, and this is just maybe the way my mind works, I don't know with you ladies, when I read, the stuff stays with me. Yeah, do I watch and listen and learn? There are all kinds of ways to use your senses, and you learn with them, but I find that I'm the quickest study when I read something. How about you? And whether it's on an actual book, or you are using hardware to read the books, are you in the same league with me? Do you go to the library? What's the key to your learning?
We know Kara does.
Yes.
Kara loves a good public library.
I learned by writing things, actually. Yeah, when I was a kid, I would study by making flashcards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same way. Reading helps, but you only take in so much if you're reading. You have to write down the information that you just read, and then it goes through your brain another time, and then that's how I remember it.
All right. Okay. Victoria, you have a good memory?
Victoria just doesn't learn.
She just doesn't. I'm learning. Uh-huh. She's just gliding right now. Well, I do think it's really interesting that so many kids don't really use handwriting a lot anymore because of tablets and devices and stuff in the classroom. And there is a connection between your motor skills and your ability to absorb information.
Absolutely.
So by not writing as much, like the way that we all did as kids, you really your comprehension does take a hit. So
cursive too, writing and being able to write cursively. I found myself thinking more about my penmanship of late. I don't know, because it could be the focus is on using and how much communication we have using the tablets and the iPhones and that sort of thing. So I'm making more of an effort. I signed some documents yesterday, and I was really conscious of how I signed them, not just a scribble like I do sometimes. It's kind of what you choose to do, but maybe it'll make you happier if you are able to think about how it is that you learn, and then maybe you'll learn a little bit more. Speaking of learning, Jennifer, you got any trending items that are of, trending items, I was going to say are of any value, but the reason you have them is because they're of value, and that's not fair to put that as a caveat on the end of it. So what's trending?
What's trending is the Comey memos. Everybody's kind of filtering through the memos that have come out from the Department of Justice. This was a request from Congress, and the DOJ on Thursday released all the memos. So they're about 15, 16 pages, so everybody's kind of going through and taking things out of them. In them, it details James Comey's account of interactions that he had with Trump and his team, and It seems just to be a whole lot more of nothing. President Trump, late Thursday night after these documents came out, said that these memos show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction. In one of the memos, Comey said that he promised he wouldn't leak or he wouldn't do anything that would be sneaky when the president had said, you know, look, are you on the team here, James? Like, because obviously you're making changes as a new incoming president. You're like, okay, you're a holdover from the Obama administration. Are you here? Are you on the team? He said, sir, I would never leak. Well, we know that James Comey did leak. He admitted to doing that multiple times, not just once. There was also a lot of talk about Michael Flynn and what the talk was between former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and President Trump asking for leniency was the rumor. And in this, it actually expresses President Trump's doubts about Michael Flynn and his decision making. I hadn't heard too much about this, but apparently the president was talking about his meeting with Theresa May, and he said, thank you so much for being the first person to congratulate me on my presidential win. And at that moment, Michael Flynn popped up in the room and said, oh, sir, Putin called 6 days ago. Trump said, what? Huh? We got a call from Putin and you didn't tell me. You forgot to tell me. 6 days is too long. Wow. You know, why wouldn't you have disclosed that information?
Why would Putin pick up the hotline and call him directly? Why is he calling somebody else?
Right, on his cell phone. Right, because they're bros.
Right.
So we're finding out this kind of stuff that Trump's confidence in Michael Flynn had already been shaken a bit before all of this came out and before he ended up resigning. So
all right.
Interesting
also,
stuff as people go through.
I find this interesting. This past week, a federal news agency, the pro-Kremlin website that are seemingly working together, recruiting English-speaking journalists and authors to work on its Wake Up America campaign. And I think you know there's a... did we ever post that interview that I did on Russian TV, RTV? Is that ever posted on the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we'll this will pave the way for good conversation. Post the interview that I did with one of my colleagues, Holland Cook, who now has a regular show on RTV. He replaced... who did he replace? Tom Hartman. And Hartman was nervous about having the connection to the Russians, and so he split, and Holland is a great friend, never misses a chance for an opportunity to be live, if you will, and he asked me if I would talk about farming and agriculture and food and stuff, and so I went on and did, and I never thought about how here's this Russian-funded television news agency. It sort of was like Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera,
it was funded, but they're gone. But the Russians are piling dough into this thing, build a whole new studio facility about four blocks from the White House, and they have all kinds of people. Ed Schultz is a hallmark of what they do. It's the same day-long television that you see on CNN and Fox and MSNBC, only with a slant to what is considered small-town America, where the people who live are angry about the government, and so it's all. And I certainly was happy to be angry at the government, because I am, about what's going on the family farm, as we discussed with regard to the farm bill. One of the things we've talked about in terms of food and farm and family has been how this government is making a mess out of the lives of family farmers. And
I agree with all that, but going back to like RTV itself, where's the money coming from?
Russian government.
Yeah. So why are they allowed to have a TV network here? We would never be allowed to have one over there.
I don't know. Ask them about you. I never asked the question.
I did this
as a favor to Holland. I didn't get paid for it.
You didn't sign into their Wi-Fi or anything, did you?
No, I didn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
I'd bring my own computer to work if I worked there, and I would not sign onto the Wi-Fi.
But there's a lot of this. They're really into this, apparently, and I think it's Snowden. I've said that all along. I think they would not know anything about any of this stuff if it were not for Snowden being there. And I don't know why. Isn't that the 800-pound gorilla in the room? Nobody seems to want to talk about that but me. I never hear anybody associating. Do you? Has anybody ever hear any association of Snowden to all this Russian hacking? I don't hear any.
Sometimes, but I think definitely he might be a piece of it, for sure.
Really? Kim Jong-un.
Hacking away. So is he, by the way. North Korea's hacking all over the place, too.
But they said that, therefore, in an announcement in the name of Kim Jong-un, says he wants complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and he will not impose conditions as to how to remove the nuclear weapons. He also wants U.S. troops removed from the area. That, according to the president of South Korea. Be interesting to see how this all plays out as the two of them end their war and talk about conditions for them to work together. Should we trust this guy? Is he... What's the end goal here?
We should not trust him.
We're going to have two different countries.
We should
countries.
Not trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we should have a meeting. Absolutely, we should have a meeting. And if he allows himself to be denuked, we should make sure that we have oversight. See, a lot of people are trying to compare this to the Iran deal, and it's not the same, because a meeting is not the issue here. Getting yourself involved with a bad deal is absolutely the wrong thing to do. And I think people will be critical if Trump comes out of this and says, okay, well, we're cool with North Korea. They're going to denuke themselves, and we're just going to trust them, which is essentially what we did with Iran. And I think if there is American oversight and if our intelligence is used to denuclearize North Korea, then it's a big win. But it'll depend on how that,
and
that
by the
goes,
way,
how, what the deal looks like.
We may have said that we'd agree to this, that, or the other thing when it came to the Iranians, but you better know there's plenty of surveillance of what's going on over there. Satellite surveillance, they've got spies all over the place over there.
Well, of course,
we know
we're,
what's going on.
We're surveilling everything, but right. The official inspectors can be appointed, but they're appointed by Iran, and they're also Iran. It's like having people over after you've had the cleaning lady come. Okay, well, you know, you've got
wipe
your mother-in-law your feet at the coming
door.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a drop-in surprise visit.
Surprise! 17 after the hour, DJV show. Let me explain the features and the benefits of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. They have offered for years intelligent nutritional solutions to problems like how do you get your blood around your body in a fast, efficient, positive way. The omega-3s that are in Krill Omega 50 Plus will do just that. The product, which is a fabulous, it really is, I find I can feel the difference, and you will too. And all you have to do is pay a little bit of shipping and claim that free bottle. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both of them together, and it's free. 800-355-1493. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Help yourself to a free bottle. 800-355-1493.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
No baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, hit takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Change after the hour, DJV time. Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug, with the real story behind three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. This is the theme from that movie. A woman found murdered by the side of the road. Her grieving parent, upset that the killing remained unsolved, rented a billboard asking police why nobody had been arrested. It was the plot, and it is the real-life case that inspired the movie. Investigators raised the reward money in this case, 17 years old, in hopes it'll bring some new leads into the unsolved mystery. Case began on May 14, 1991, when the body of Kathy Page was found inside her car in a ditch in Vidor, Texas. She was 34, been strangled. Police think her vehicle had been put in the ditch to make her slaying look like an accident. For years, her father, James Fulton, put up billboards along the Interstate there, Interstate 10, calling for justice for his daughter. Writer-director Martin McDonough saw the billboards during a bus trip through the South 20 years ago, and it stuck with him. He took that message and turned it into the movie. This is about a woman, though, who confronts the murder of her daughter. Unsolved rape murder, that was the main story there. Won a couple of Oscars, right? Didn't it get, yeah.
It did. Frances
best
McDormand.
Best actress and best
and
supporting actor.
Big surprise. Sam Rockwell, yeah.
Yeah. In the Page case, the Department of Public Safety said that it was doubling the reward offered in the case. It was $3,000, now it's $6,000 for information about the slaying. So something good coming out of it, other than just, you know, a good story, but those sorts of things are... It really is amazing when you bring popular culture into things that are real, how recognition or acknowledging that there's a problem can bring a change. And the tone here, obviously, is much different. So hopefully they'll find the culprit. Meanwhile, in music news, Carrie Underwood has given an interview, first one since she was injured. She was out for how long?
Did it happen in November?
It happened before Christmas, for sure.
She made an, let's see, this is a new single that's out, Cry Pretty, which debuted during her comeback performance at the ACM Awards last Sunday. When asked about the accident happened, she said, quote, "I was taking out the dogs to go pee. I didn't let go of the leashes. Priority," she said. "So that's why my left hand is fine. I reached to catch myself and missed a step. If I'd fallen anywhere else, I would have been fine. I've been very fortunate in the healing process. I was at one point when I didn't know how things were actually going to end up. I didn't know what it was going to heal like. It was a worry for me and my son. But now, if I put makeup on, he says, "Mommy, your boo-boo's all gone."
Aww.
So...
It's interesting. I watched this. This was actually on camera, this interview.
Was it?
This interview, and
yeah.
She looks great.
Looking at it
and
now.
Apparently she fell face forward. So like her chin up to her nose, that whole area around her mouth apparently is where all the stitches were.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Also in the world of music, Sir Paul McCartney on his Instagram page filled it up with a lot of family photos, fan art, and his moves on tour. A couple of days, he took his page to share a picture of his first wife, Linda, on the 20th anniversary of her passing. He put with the image of her a short but sweet caption, quote, "Remembering Linda with love today, beautiful memories." Paul and Linda's love story, one for the history books. They were married from 1969 till 1998 when she died. She had a tough time with breast cancer, lasted 3 or 4 years. Following the dissolution of the Beatles in the 70s, they're also a rock power couple, founded members of Wings. In 2011, McCartney gave his blessing to a Nashville charity concert, an album for cancer research in memory of Linda. So, good memories. Yeah, he's a very cool guy. I enjoy him. 28 after the hour on DJV.
Open the door.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to another exciting, stimulating half hour of conversation on the DJV show. Things that you ought to be thinking about or ought to know if you are like gentleman Mike Hugo, who writes, how do you do, Mr. Stefan? I listen to you every morning while I'm driving to work. Though we may not always agree on your ideas, I believe you make a bit more sense than most of the rest of the people who are on the radio.
Let's not be crazy, Hugo.
That's Jennifer Horn. What do you have that's trending, Jennifer, on the top of your mind?
There's a new story that's out, and this just piqued my attention. Smartphone addiction, which is a real thing, apparently, increases loneliness and isolation, and it is no different than substance abuse. So this is kind of this is big news. You have researchers who are saying that there is an imbalance in a lot of teens that comes from this addiction, this digital addiction, and a new study finds that overattachment to your phone causes serious social problems. It boosts feelings of loneliness and isolation. It'll worsen anxiety and depression, and apparently they say that this is really on track to be they're putting it on the same plane as opioid dependency. This is a study done by San Francisco State University, and they say it's no different than people who are addicted to OxyContin for pain relief. Is that ridiculous?
Seems to be. Yeah.
I think it's true, though. Think about it. I mean, all that time on your phone, you're detaching from everybody else around you, which is the same pattern that a lot of drug addicts go on.
Yeah, it's like a drug. It really is. Look at the way people are attached to it. You're right.
And if you're using drugs, no one wants to hang with you. And if you're on your phone constantly, no one wants to invite you anywhere, right? Because you're just always on your phone. So it makes total sense.
Victoria, would you update us on what's going on in Puerto Rico? There are a number of blackouts been reported this week, and with the hurricane season beginning in June, one wonders if the situation will become normalized before the next hurricane season.
Well, that is definitely the big question. So Puerto Rico had a similar blackout. It's the second worst blackout in U.S. history, and the whole island went dark. Some of the power has been restored. A lot of people are still right back where they were 7 months ago when Hurricane Maria hit and wiped out power. On Wednesday night, the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians finished off a special two-game MLB series, which was meant to honor the island's tradition of producing some of the best baseball players for the MLB, and of course, the whole island was dark. It went black except for the stadium. So the stadium was, there's so many pictures on social media, the only thing that you could see that was lit up was the stadium itself.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, so the power authority is a mess down there. They're still clearing debris from the hurricane 7 months ago, and this, a tree fell on one of the power lines and sparked this whole reaction of the blackouts. So, unfortunately, it's just a huge setback, and a lot of people are commenting who live on the island that they feel like they haven't made any progress.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough reality, that's for sure. I'm glad when you give thanks for whatever it is that your life offers you today, thinking about the good things in your life, be thankful you don't have to live in that environment, in that circumstance, that situation.
Yeah.
Here's something that I guess we might have expected, given what happened this past week on that Southwest Airlines plane. The jet made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Already the ambulance chasers are on the case. Ladd Sanger, who is the law firm is, it's an aviation law firm. They specialize in suing airlines. So here we go. This is the number one airline sue. It's amazing how lawyers specialize, you know, how doctors have their specialty. I suppose, you know, many fields have their specialty. So in the law firm, in the law field, this is a firm that only handles people's cases who want to sue an airline. So the airlines now, they lawyer up. They've got their own departments. And in this circumstance, the first two suits filed by the woman who sat next to Jennifer Reardon, who held on to her body as she was almost sucked out of the window.
Oof.
And then apparently somebody else who is feeling that the airline is vulnerable because the maintenance on the plane's engine, and that's where they're going to get socked. Somehow or other, these guys are going to find that the fan blade that was broken or broke off in flight, it ought to have been seen, it ought to have been found, and so they'll sue the hell out of them, and they'll, you know.
Is this enough to bring down Southwest?
No, not at all. No, they have insurance for stuff like this.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
But now, I'd heard that there was a crack in this fan.
Yeah, there was.
That was not evident to human eyes, and that... Well, and I'm curious to know, because then they said there's a supersonic process that kind of reviews all these things that you cannot see. But this particular plane was not scheduled for that until December. Right. So will this change maybe the frequency of those scans?
I don't know the answer to that. This is the most popular jet engine used today anywhere in the world. There are more 737s flying than any other airplane in the world, and this is the engine that's used on most of them. It's been a successful workhorse. This kind of thing has never happened before. But to answer your question specifically, yes, it's kind of like when you look at it, it kind of looks like those things that you go through the backyard, the magnets to detect whether there's any iron or any metal under the surface. You know what I'm talking about? Those metal detectors that look like a dish on the end of a pole.
Yeah, like the people use on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so this device, they stick into the engine, and it has it's not a microscope, but it has electronic detection, so it can find even the smallest hairline crack. And the carbon-based steel that they use for these, the strongest steel, but it has to be the lightest. So every once in a while, there's going to be a flaw. There's nothing about this. This hasn't happened for a long time. At least the plane hasn't been downed by it. They find them all the time. This is something that would be done every year. Those engines are generally changed, especially at Southwest, where they are up and down, up and down. There's tremendous flex on the cabin, the wing structure, the planes themselves. And so the stress, because of their up and down function, leads to more surveillance. Normally those engines are changed. I don't know how Southwest does it. I know American changes off the engines pretty much every year. So they rebuild engines, they put them on, they take them off, and it's really it's a pretty interesting thing to watch. I remember I broadcast from the hangar of the Boeing plant in Seattle the day the first 777 came off the line. And I want to say it was 1996 or 97, somewhere in there. It was United plane. I stood underneath and did the program from underneath the plane, and I had the privilege of all these engineers wandering around explaining how the plane worked. And, you know, one of the things they said is very easy, really, to change these engines. They can do it in 3 or 4 hours. Drop them, just disconnect the fuel lines, and bring the next one up and hang it on. And most of them, the thing that is really, I don't know if I want to say scary, they're only held on by 4 or 5 bolts, the engines. There are these huge bolts that are, there are two of them in the front and two of them in the back, and I think there's another one, and I'm trying to remember what they call them. I want to say pindle, but I don't think that's what it is. There's some name for these bolts. And
that does sound scary that there's only 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
But engines don't just fall off airplanes.
No, they don't.
So you don't really hear about that.
No, they don't. One did. That's why I know about this American DC-10 taking off out of Chicago about 30 years ago. I'll remember the video till the day I die. I remember the plane took off, was at about 500-600 feet, and the engine fell off. And the plane dipped to the left and crashed, and everybody in the plane was killed.
Ooh.
But they had the pylon. It's a pylon. That's what just came to me. The pylon boat, a bolt. They had not secured two of them when they changed the engine on the plane, and this was the first time the plane had taken off since they changed the engine. Engine just fell off. So,
well, luckily, 30 years later, we don't hear about stories like that.
Jeez, thank God. No.
But at any rate, the point of the story was to talk about the potential claims against Southwest, wrongful death, trauma, that sort of thing.
Well, they're already starting to pay people. Everybody on board is getting a check for $5,000 and then another $1,000 travel voucher.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. But and that's the thing. If you accept that check, which I think 3 or 4 people have already accepted
you
negate your ability to join the class action. And a lot of people don't know that. That's why they rush to pay everybody. Oh, yeah, $5,000 sounds okay.
There you go. Right.
Yep.
And then, well, the lawyer is now calling.
Realize,
the lawyer has a list. This guy Sanger from, his name is Davis Sanger, I think. He's called all over his office. He's called everybody who's on the plane. So now whoever hasn't signed isn't going to sign at this point. But, yeah, you're right. They always do that.
Yeah, don't cash that
sign
check.
Them up.
No.
All right. 45 past the hour on the DJV show. If you're a small business owner and you're still using Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, and your address online is something simple like joeblowspharmacy.com, Joe Blow is going to change his tune when he hears what I have to offer, or actually what Easy Email has to offer. I'm just telling you the story. EasyEmail.tech. Go there. You can find them at EasyEmail.com, Easy Email. But the point is to go to them and get a simple, low-cost change so your identity stands out, whatever your business is. JoeBlow.tech or JoeBlow.shop or JoeBlow.radio or whatever your profession is, you can now have a dot, whatever you prefer, after the name of your company that really makes you stand out. EasyEmail.tech. Go there or call them at 844-344-7607 for a new identity. 844-344-7607. This is not like the witness protection plan where you get a new identity. It's just a new identity online. People will talk about you. It's amazing how I've seen this in study after study after study. how, and that's why when I'm doing advertisements for companies, I try to find, pick out something that's different that people will remember. I just think the name of the company, in this case, is easy to remember because it's called Easy Email. So go to easyemail.tech, see what they can do for you to change how you appear to your public. 844-344-7607 or easyemail.tech.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house, yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
It's
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
JV time is 53 after the hour. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, who has a fabulous website, ourautoexpert.com, ourautoexpert.com. All right, so Nick, the Division of Occupational Safety and Health in California has opened an investigation into Tesla because of workplace hazards at their Fremont plant. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who had ordered a 3, and he put $1,000 down on it, and then decided that he didn't want it because of some things he'd heard. They won't give him his money back. I thought that was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that was a little starchy. So what do you hear? Yeah. What's the latest from Tesla?
Well, it seems there was an investigation by a media organization into the factory, and I'm not sure whether this was prompted by something that happened at the factory, some sort of injury, but the California OSHA department came back and said, yep, they think that Tesla have been underreporting the amount of accidents that have been happening at their Model 3 factory. And, you know, they're desperately trying to get these vehicles out. They keep projecting these numbers. They get about 20 to 30% of what they say they're going to produce. So, you know, they're struggling a little bit, and it looks like that reporting struggle too. We're not sure of how many injuries or whether somebody complained inside the factory, but another chink in the armor of Tesla this morning.
All right, Ford has a new F-150 diesel, 30 miles to a gallon. I'm trying, you know, I have Ford pickup trucks. I've got a 150, a 350, and a 550 on my farm. They have the old, because they were 2000 models. They have the really good power stroke engine in them, although one of them is a part on the floor of a shop at the at the moment. What's the diesel they're putting in a 150? I don't remember seeing a 150 with a diesel in it.
Yeah, no, so this is brand new, and the diesel was announced last year that they were coming with it. You know, it was only in that small-sized truck, or what they call the mid-sized truck, I guess the three-quarter-ton truck, there was only a diesel in the Ram 1500 version,
right.
And that was getting 29 miles a gallon. So Ram kind of had the market cornered there for a long time. Rumors that Chevy were going to get involved in it, in the diesel thing, but Ford came out with it first, and they're saying they could do a mile a gallon better at 30 miles a gallon,
well,
which is going to be huge news for truck owners.
Yeah, but the problem with it is, not only get into the weeds, but most, this is some identifiable because a lot of people have these F-150s and Ford pickups and the Chevys and the Dodges. The Dodge has a Cummins engine in it that you cannot kill. Very loud, but it's a great engine. The problem with the Dodge is they have a crappy Mercedes transmission that blows out no matter what. This doesn't last. In the terms of the Chevys, that Duramax diesel engine has become much better than the conventional Ford diesel that's been used since the mid-2000s. I think they've tried to, but the diesels that were in the pickup trucks, the Fords 2004 and beyond, were awful. You've probably heard that story.
Yeah. But this is a Power Stroke diesel. It's a 3-liter, and they're expected to do really well with it. You seem to have a trade. Well, first of all, we should mention the F-150 has been the best-selling vehicle in America. Period.
Yeah,
nothing
period.
Sells better. For 37 years.
Yeah.
So they can do nothing but get better. And this engine's going to change an awful lot. The interesting thing is, Doug, that the other engine that's diesel in the market, which is in that Ram 1500, is only in the old version of the Ram. So the new version of the Ram doesn't have one and won't get a new diesel engine until next year. So Ford looks like they're going to be king for at least a year.
I noticed Ford is recalling about 350,000 trucks and SUVs because of a gear shift cable problem. There's nothing dangerous about that, is there?
There's been no reported deaths that we found on that yet, and it's just clearly something that needs to be fixed because there could be a problem in the future. But a lot of recalls are just about making sure your car runs correctly. They'll tell you, do not drive the car if there's a problem where someone could get hurt or injured.
Walmart is going to have an electric car charging station. What's that going to do for business?
This is the most bizarre story I've read all day. Because I had to step back.
Who the hell goes to shop? Who shops at Walmart that's driving an electric car?
Pow! You hit the nail on the head, Doug. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think that people who are paying $35,000 to $45,000 for a car are going to Walmart. But I could be wrong. So VW and Walmart have teamed up saying they're going to put electric chargers in Walmart. To me, this sounds like the most bizarre thing. It almost sounds like, hey, we're going to put electric charging stations on the top of mountains. It's almost where nobody with electric cars is going to go.
That's the
most bizarre thing. But I guess it's a big deal. It means that they have access to all of these places across the country to put electric chargers. And maybe electric charging people will go to Walmart. Maybe this is a new thing.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to attract new business. I don't know. They better clean up their act if they expect people to come back more than once. All right, Nick, good job as usual. Nick Miles at OurAutoExpert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.